No, I know I haven't.
What about,
I mean, some people might call it, they didn't have just a few, in the past, they might have had just a handful of cows, a dozen or so, it could be. Or some people go down to hundreds of cows and still call it a dairy. As long as they're commercially milking cows, it's called a dairy.
Mm-hmm. What about a place where people used to keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators? How would they do that? Or did you ever hear it?
Usually, people would put them in a mason jar and tie a string to them and lower them in the well. To keep it cool. It wouldn't spoil as fast.
How would people keep potatoes or turnips during the winter?
Well, we've kept potatoes in a mound. We'd put them up in a pile and we'd put a piece of tin on top so it wouldn't rain in, and we'd pile it out on it. Potato mound.
You would dig something first?
No, we'd pile it up, we'd put it high and dry. We didn't want it low because the water would seep into it. We'd usually put them high and dry.
And
we'd never use cellars if you refer to cellars. I've never seen a cellar even. Like in some parts of the country.
That's just something you've heard about?
I've heard about them. I haven't never even seen a cellar.
And if you wanted to break up the ground for planting, you'd break it up
with a shovel, a garden, or a plow,
okay. What different kinds of plows did people used to have? Do you remember the names for them?
Yeah. Oh, well, we usually call them a single plow or a double plow, like a middle buster, people would call them. Especially in French, a double plow. A double plow, and actually it's a middle buster.
Uh-huh.
And your single plow is your bottom plow. And in French we call it charisette, which means single, which you would just throw the dirt over on one side.
Uh-huh.
Whereas the other would throw on both sides.
What about something with little teeth in it that breaks up the ground finer than a plow?
Hammers.
Mm-hmm. Were there different kinds of those?
Well, we had different. Some of them were made for single row, some for double row, two rows at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And some were flexible. And usually then, compared to now, they were all homemade and made out of wood with metal spikes.
What about the animals that
you'd
plow with?
You'd horses and mules.
Uh-huh. Two of those hitched together, you'd call them.
A team.
And what sort of work do you have to do with cotton?
You plant it, and you cultivate it, and you pick it.
What do you say you're doing when you go out with a hoe and sort of...
And you hoe it. Yeah, we don't hoe cotton anymore. we hoe cotton.
What else?
Or we chop cotton. Sometimes you might use that term. A lot of people call it chopping cotton, the thinning it out. Usually, when you have you get more plants than you wanted in the cotton, you chop it out and take out what you had more than you needed.
People don't have to do that sort of thing anymore.
No, not anymore. We usually plant just the right amount of seed with these modern planters. We plant what we want, and we don't chop it out.
What kind of grass grows up in the cotton field?
What kind of grass? Crabgrass, cockleburr, teeweed, mostly.
And what kinds of fences do people have?
Wire fence, posts.